All social selling is making someone feel special. Follow it. I feel it burning deep in my soul. Hey, Jeff here. Welcome to episode 36 of Publish or Perish FM. Today is Thursday, December 31st, 2015. Can you believe it? The year is done. We are looking forward to jumping into 2016 in a big, big way. Really excited about 2016. Before we do, let's do a quick year in review. Things we've learned, relationships we've built, goals we've set and accomplished. Let's jump in by hitting social selling. Big topic. We cover this topic extensively on this program, of course. Look, 2015 was the breakout year for social selling, but it's been around a long time. And in fact, one could say it's been around as long as the sales profession has been around. Why? All social selling is making someone feel special. That's all it is. You're making your prospect or customer feel special. While yes, social selling technically leverages technology and social media platforms and helps you move at scale in a much more rapid and effective and efficient way, it's just about building relationships and making someone feel special. Social selling gets you out of that volumetric mindset of that volumetric prospecting game in which you're pushing out hundreds, if not thousands of emails at a time, hoping to get, you know, someone on the hook to respond. And it's really taking the time to show you care, right? And to show your prospect that you care and you have a genuine interest in solving their problems and you have a genuine interest in helping move their business forward. And you approach them in a relevant way. And this relevance means that you've done a little research and you know their interests and intent, and you use the social media platforms to engage with them in a relevant way, good way to learn. And also another thing is it shows you care, because if your prospect or customer is active on social media and you can extend or amplify their message out there, it works both ways. You help them increase their reach and show that you care. And that's really all this boils down to. Social selling is about building great relationships because you're sharing relevant content, helping them, solving problems, moving more effectively and more rapidly, but showing that you care and you're taking the time to research them and really understand their interest and intent. You know, your ability using these social media tools and a social selling approach to share your knowledge and expertise is fantastic. Not only are you helping to solve problems, but it actually fast tracks trust and credibility. That the result, intended or unintended, is if you're doing this approach the right way, sharing relevant content, making relevant comments, being helpful, being a problem solver, you actually are building trust and credibility. That's the result. You're building trust and credibility. And I tell you what, the audience for this program is fantastic. I love the audience. One of the best notes I got over the course of this year, just literally got it the other day from Daniel Roy. He said, "Hey, Jeff, you know, we connected on LinkedIn. He sent me an email. Great, you know, enjoy the program. Have, you know, good information." And I quote, "I feel like I know you already." Mission accomplished, right? So my mission is accomplished. I have a relationship, mind you, through social media with Daniel now. And because we take the time to document our strategy and share our knowledge and expertise, and the bottom line is we're learning together, right? So we're all in this together, we're all learning together. And I share a lot of personal information, or, you know, my approach, my thoughts around this process. Daniel feels like he knows me a little already. So if we get into a business relationship or some way in which we're going to work together from a business standpoint and exchange value, get a commercial situation, we can kind of skip ahead and Daniel knows my perspective because he can hit the, you know, the YouTube channel or the blog and see, you know, we're on episode number 36 here, lots of content out there that pretty much tells it all. And that's hopefully the way we approach this. I've built trust and credibility with Daniel around my approach. And that just moves us much forward, much more rapidly into a commercial situation. So not trying to make this purely a commercial intent, but look, we are in sales. Whatever we can do to move forward faster, and this method of documenting and sharing your knowledge and expertise, and then getting it out there via social selling techniques, it wins, right? And it's proven to win, because I've had many situations just the second half of the year in which we've landed several workshops simply because I shared everything that our approach, and the prospect or customer agrees with that approach, and it's really about refining the programs to fit their specific needs because they already buy into our philosophy and methodology. So mission accomplished, right? Mission accomplished from that standpoint. That's enough on social selling, because we're going to continue to hit this topic because we're just scratching the surface, right? So all the bottom line here, build relationships, make people feel special, and you have to genuinely believe this, you have to genuinely care, and all of us watching this program, consuming this information, do genuinely care about our customers and prospects. And if that's the case, you'll thrive. Bottom line, you'll thrive. So let's transition into checking in on our goals. So 2015, I've, for a number of years, I always write down my goals right around this time of the year. What do I want to look forward into 2016? In fact, on my desk, I keep, you know, one of these little plastic guys. I'm a printer. I still print a lot of stuff. But back in June, I revised. I tuck a couple papers in here. But I revised my goals June 29, 2015. And it's just kind of fun to look at these together. So I actually haven't looked at this. I mean, I look at it every day to keep me focused. But as far as analyzing goals, I have five of them here. Goal one is of a very personal nature. I'm not going to share it, but I'd say we accomplished that goal. So separate discussion for a separate time. Goal number two, still personal, but something I'll be willing to share. Achieve my fitness goals. I have here weigh 205 by August 30th. I'm at 221 today. Woo! So I was down to 209 a couple weeks ago, but took a little break from the excessive blending. I blend a lot of my breakfast with kale and all that good protein powder. And I work out still consistently, and that just gets my day started. But I've kind of cut loose on the salty snacks and haven't done so well. But I'm highly confident I'll get it back. So I haven't seen 205 in a long time anyway. I mean, that's as low as it goes. I mean, the last time I weighed 205 was 2000 something. And I was running marathons at that point, and I'm not going to do one of those again. So, but I believe, you know, I'm going to keep this goal, right? So I have line of sight doing the Tim Ferriss slow carb diet to hit 205. So I'm confident I can get there. So this one's going to stay. I'm going to roll this goal over. Goal three, have 10 episodes of Publish Your Parish podcast published by October 15th. Here's the deal. Back this spring, I was dying to launch a podcast. I went as far as I bought equipment. See the mic and the little thingy there, that spit protector, whatever it's called. Bought a course, an online course from the folks at Copy Blogger called The Showrunner and How to Launch a Podcast. I would say in this instance, mission accomplished, because the technical hurdles to podcasting, while they're not huge, there's a lot of technical details to get into, from a production, post-production, uploading to iTunes. So the good news is the path of least resistance for me was to fire up the iPhone and build a YouTube channel. You know, we walk around every day with a content production and distribution studio in our hands, and that's called, in my case, the iPhone 6 Plus, or if you have an Android OS, that's fine as well. But we set out to launch a podcast, and that was my stated goal the first half of the year. I pivoted, and I launched a YouTube channel, and here we are 36 episodes later. I feel like we got our footing right around episode 29 or so. So it took a good 20 some odd episodes for me to even figure out what was going on. And we still have a long way to go. I mean, the quality is still you know, not the greatest, but it's not bad, but it's not great, right? So we're pleased, but not satisfied. I'm pleased, but not satisfied, which is pretty much a consistent theme in my life. So we have launched, we record on a consistent basis. We have a 3P approach to production, publishing, and promotion. This funny, this YouTube channel, and then the way we share it out through social media platforms, primarily leaning on LinkedIn and the blog, will evolve. And I have made progress since I took some PTO over the past week in launching the podcast, right? So this video content, this YouTube channel, and this content we shoot for this program that we upload and we primarily house as a YouTube channel, I've converted it to an MP3 file. I've set it up on iTunes. I have kind of the technical things out of the way, just a few more steps to go. But this will be launching as a podcast as well in January. So while I didn't reach the podcast goal, I feel we reached the program goal because we have delivered content on a consistent basis. Our first episode actually was August 3rd this year. And so to have 36 in the can, of which the last 7 or 8 are more the long form version. When I mentioned, you know, episode 29 is where we kind of got our footing and got our, you know, strategy to move forward. So good there. I'm just going to revise this a little bit and think about how we can really dig in and leverage. You know, all this is extending our content, right? We create the content once and we can extend it in so many ways. And the audio file extension into podcast form, once again, should meet our persona, you guys, and meet you where you're at, which podcasting is something you're in the car a lot, you commute. Podcasting is probably a bit easier thing for you to consume than, say, a video, for example. So that's goal 3. Goal 4, deliver 3 persona and buyer's journey for sales workshops. Mission accomplished there. I have done many workshops. Every time I do a workshop, I learn so much more, engaging with the audience, engaging with the clients on really building out a persona and buyer's journey approach to selling, or effectively it's a sales and marketing alignment workshop. Mission accomplished there. We'll continue to deliver those into 2016. And then number 5, write a book proposal by November 30th, 2015. Didn't happen. It did not happen. I'd love to write a book. Not happening. Now, the good news is the one thing we have nailed is a consistent production schedule for this content around social selling and transforming from a sales leader to a thought leader. If we just keep doing the work and delivering, over time we'll look back and, you know, in a couple more months we'll have a body of work and a body of content to leverage towards writing that book, right? So we're learning and we're getting feedback from you all the time, and that will create the book. So if I were trying to write, you know, as I back in June wanted to write a book, I have a lot of different opinions around the way I view social selling today and sales and marketing alignment today compared to June. So just doing the work, producing content on a consistent basis, you turn around months later, there's a body of work to leverage. We've learned a lot, we've shared a lot, and we've refined our thinking. So I would say mission accomplished there. And the book proposal, I'm not sure if that's going to land on the 2016 goals, but I will share that with you once they're built out. All right, so lastly, the last goal, which I didn't write down, but this whole notion of reactivating a strategy of speaking on a consistent basis, doing public speaking and, you know, events, I would say mission accomplished there. Pleased but not satisfied. Had an awesome time presenting at Sales Connect, at LinkedIn's Sales Connect conference in Las Vegas back in October. The best part about it was all the great people that I got to meet there. Just wonderful relationships. To this day, I'm still engaging with all the folks I met at Sales Connect this year. You know, Lindsay Boggs, Gabe, Jack, Mario, you name it. We met a lot of great people. That, you know, while that event was a great learning experience, the relationships I built and that I continue to develop and continue to kind of evolve with these guys was phenomenal. I mean, 2015 was a great year. Lots of great accomplishments, lots of great things happened. looking forward to a strong 2016. Really excited to get into it. So much so that focus is going to be the big challenge. Like really just focus and drilling in, and once again, not spreading ourselves too thin, but really just focus on hammering this production schedule and continuing to engage with everyone and learn and share and learn and share and keep going. So I hope everyone has a great New Year's Eve. Be safe out there. Please comment on your big goals and accomplishments, you know, the goals you've accomplished in 2015 and what you look forward to do in 2016. And let's get there together, right? Happy to help any of you accomplish your goals in 2016 and share anything I can to move us forward and to elevate our sales profession and just get out there and, you know, share knowledge and expertise and build trust and credibility. That's it. That's a wrap. So as always, I hope we all think like marketers and sell like animals. Happy New Year. See you next year.